This podcast is proudly produced and presented by the Zoomer Podcast Network, home of great podcasts like Marilyn Lightstone Reads, Idea City on the Air, and The Garden Show.
You're listening to an exclusive podcast of From a Woman's Perspective with Marilyn Weston, heard every Saturday from 8 to 9 a.m. on Zoomer Radio, the new AM 740.
Good morning. Happy Saturday, December 2nd. I am Marilyn Weston. This is Zoomer Radio, and you're definitely going to get it straight from a woman's perspective this hour. Today is the International Day to End Slavery. We may wonder, why are we having a day to end slavery when in fact it was abolished years ago? In Britain, it was abolished in 1834. In the United States in 1863. And here in Canada, we passed an act against slavery in 1793. From prehistoric times, slavery has spanned nations and civilizations. Though laws exist today to ban it, and most of us don't have any knowledge of it, it most certainly does still exist. Some people in this day and age are still considered property and forced to work with no pay. 167 countries still have some form of modern slavery. That's about 40 million people who are modern slaves. They experience forced labor, debt bondage, forced marriage, human trafficking, forced recruitment into armies or criminal groups. And it's a very profitable business as well. It creates about $150 billion in profit. One in four of enslaved people are children. Although we may think of slavery as existing mostly in the past, the 40 million enslaved people of today definitely should bring our attention to now, to the present, to our planet. Greedy, evil, criminal people perpetuate modern slavery. We here in Canada are mostly oblivious to its existence unless we happen to hear about victims of the sex trade. Today is an international day to call to action to end slavery, to shed light on it, to combat slavery and eliminate it from our planet. All 193 United Nations member states have laws prohibiting All 193 United Nations member states have prohibited laws that legalize slavery. However, only half have laws that specifically prohibit slavery. There is work yet to be done, and yes, there is work to be done here in Canada. It's interesting to note that we Canadians have had slave trade going back through our history. Under indigenous rule, there were Pacific Northwest Coast slave traders. Under European colonization, we were slave owners as well. We're also known as being a haven for freedom for the Underground Railroad. In 1953, Canada ratified the Slavery Convention and addressed modern slavery, a fight against human trafficking. Albert Einstein said laws alone cannot secure freedom of expression. In order that every man present his views without penalty, there must be a spirit of tolerance in the entire population. Hopefully, we all agree. Every human being deserves to be free and not to be possessed by another. So today, International Day to End Slavery Day, we must demand freedom for all and do our part to help eradicate slavery on our planet. How? Well, we can do things right here in our place, in our home. We can be conscious consumers and buy from fair trade goods. Goods that are grown and made ethically with no slave labor used. We can insist that the businesses we support produce and deliver our services ethically. We can personally call out oppression when we see it. We can act out of kindness and love and respect everyone's right to be free. Human beings never should be property. We all deserve to be treated with dignity and not as a mere thing or a tool. We each can do what we can in the war against this ancient criminal activity. Let's bar and eliminate slavery. If we don't fight lawlessness, modern slavery will continue in our time and the future. What we need is to remove hatred, violence, and fear of what we don't know and replace it with love, kindness, and knowledge. Let's emancipate our thinking so we can feel comfortable giving each person the room they need to be their best. Lord Byron wrote, "Those who will not reason are bigots, those who cannot are fools, and those who dare not are slaves." Slavery exists. We can be slaves to our old ideas, blind to what's happening around us, blind to modern slavery, or we can cast away the fallacies and fears and the things we don't understand, and we can learn about one another and emancipate ourselves from what we can call mental slavery. Today, we can empower ourselves with solid information. We can keep awareness of slavery top of mind and make every day one we combat slavery of any kind in our world. We have power. We can exercise that power of our dollar and how we spend it, as I mentioned earlier. The From a Woman's Perspective team is here to share their knowledge and experience with anyone listening who wishes to take charge of their life and live their best. We'll get health tips from Dr. Betty Rosendahl of Thornhill Naturopathic, Dr. Vivian Brown, Edmund Ivazian of Hearing Aid Source, Christine the Health Coach. Get smart realty solutions from Sharon Parenteau, financial planning and investment advice from Ron Fox and his team at GlidePath, and we'll chat with our Cupid, Linda Miller, about relationships and more. So please stay with us and continue to get it straight from a woman's perspective this hour. And at the end of it, have the knowledge to empower yourself to eradicate slavery. I am Marilyn Weston, and you're definitely getting it straight from a woman's perspective right here, right now on Zoomer Radio.
Every 3 days, someone in Ontario dies waiting for an organ transplant. You can make a difference. Become a registered organ and tissue donor today. Online at beadonor.ca. One donor can save up to 8 lives.
Today's guests in conversation with Marilyn Weston are proud sponsors of From a Woman's Perspective. To reach Marilyn and her guests, visit the program's website, marilyns.ca, or call 416-504-6777.
Now, Ron Fox, CEO and co-founder of GlidePath Portfolio Services, joins us to further explain financial planning and investment management. Good morning, Ron, and welcome back to From a Woman's Perspective. If I'm counting, this is your second visit. What do you have for us today?
Well, thank you very much again, Marilyn. Just delighted to be back for my second show with you, and today just very excited to bring on one of our dear friends and valued partners, Kevin Giffen, who's a certified financial planner professional and a chartered life underwriter, holds those two professional designations. And Kevin brings a wealth of both technical and interpersonal knowledge and skill to share with us in the audience. He's been serving clients for 30 years. And one of the things that really stands out about Kevin, we do, as we discussed last week, we are the outsourced investment management service providers that support the financial independent financial planner consultants that we work with. And we do joint calls together so that we can, as investment managers, really grasp as much of that personal and family context and situational understanding of the client so we can best serve them in how we manage their investment accounts holistically and combined together to support a plan or specific financial goal. But what really stands out about Kevin is how much his clients just love him. Yeah. Kevin, one of the joys about working with Kevin, as I mentioned, is just to be able to sit with his clients and hear how well he understands them, which helps us do an even better job for that client, because he just knows what they want to do with their money when with each account. And when he gives us those plans, we can manage to them. So with that, I thought he'd be just a fabulous first guest to have on the show with us, Marilyn. And if anything, if I could summarize what he brings to his clients, Kevin brings couples together over finances. And with that, without further ado, I'd like to introduce Kevin. And Kevin, maybe you can share with us a happy story about how you've served your clients in a meaningful way that has brought you joy and passion in doing so.
Ron, thank you for those kind words. Marilyn, thank you for the opportunity. Looking forward to perhaps passing off some wisdom and some perspective to your listeners, and hopefully that they can get something from our conversation that helps provide them some comfort and maybe some perspective on money. To start out with, as a planner, I'm really an enabler. People come and they've acquired their assets, their home, their savings, what have you. But frequently, they assemble these things almost without any sense of purpose and outcome. And they're somewhat driven by whatever the events of the day are or the outcomes of the market. And planning really helps put the world around them in the context of their financial well-being and their personal well-being. Because really, you're accumulating this money frequently at some sacrifice over your life so that you can live a comfortable existence and your money can do what you want it to do. So what I'm trying to do as a planner is to give you the greatest joy and benefit that can be derived from the money that you've accumulated. So you wanted a story. Well, there's a recent client who I've known for years, but recently became a client, Robert and Mary, and they approached me with, you know, they had their family home, they had an income property, they had acquired some savings. But the portfolio that they had gotten from the person who was giving them advice was really a collection of assets, and it wasn't really organized around their needs. We sat down and we did a plan for them, and they now understand how their money can work for them. They understand that there is what their spending rate is, and they told me what they needed every month. We looked to see what their money could produce for them. And not only can it pay all their bills every month, but give them a surplus. What the planning process did was to give them a perspective, a clear understanding of how their money can work for them in ways that are both beneficial to them, a source of comfort and a sense of security. And from the mother's perspective, the understanding that she would be able to help her children in ways that she, frankly, wasn't absolutely certain she could do without tremendous personal sacrifice. So the planning process that we went through was a bit of nuts and bolts. You know, tell me what your expenses are. Tell me what you need your money for. Let's look at your sources of income. Now let's look at your assets. And what can your assets do for you? And so we looked at what those assets were, we looked at how they were set up, and then we looked at a way to reorganize them in such a way that they can get a regular income and pay all their bills, and most importantly, they can get a sense of control, security, and peace of mind.
So basically, I'm quoting you, you're an enabler, and you're helping people understand how their money works and the results so that they don't worry. They're taking charge of their life because you're helping them take charge of their finances, because you add that personal touch that Ron explained when he joined the show. He said his team adds a personal touch to money matters. So thank you for sharing that story. Kevin, if someone wants to speak to you, you're in the Toronto GTA area. What's your number?
416-708-6229.
416-708-6229. Kevin Giffen. And the name of your company?
Is Full Circle financial.
Well, thank you for joining us today and sharing a happy story. And anyone listening who wants to lose that feeling that they aren't in control of their money, give Kevin a call and have a conversation. 416-708-6229. And Ron, thank you very much for bringing Kevin.
Oh, thank you, Marilyn, and thank you, Kevin. And it's really a great point to describe the feeling of being empowered versus being controlled by your finances. And I think that's really encapsulates a lot of the human benefit of the work that we do and the work that I'm sure, Kevin, you would agree, inspires you each day in, day out, to help people in this way, with the knowledge that you have, as well as your ability to implement solutions for clients.
So, I couldn't underline that more. I think as a financial planner, the real joy is knowing that a client can put their head on the pillow at night and get a sense of security and a sense of comfort. If you can take away some inherent anxiety that I think we all feel around money and our portfolios and our markets, really it's about, am I in control of my existence, and do I feel like I can live a comfortable and happy life and enjoy the things that I enjoy and the people around me? And I think that's just the best thing that planning can do is to alleviate that anxiety.
Thank you both for joining us today. I believe that everyone wants to live comfortably and know that their money can work for them effectively. And I think that the examples you gave and the conversation we have today is very hopeful. So thank you, Ron Fox of GlidePath. And thank you, Kevin Giffen of Full Circle Financial. And the number for Kevin again, 416-708-6229. And we'll talk again next week. Ron, I look forward to meeting another team member.
Okay, wonderful. And thanks again, Marilyn and Kevin.
Thank you all. Have a great day.
Vaginal changes due to menopause are normal, but painful intercourse, bladder infection, soreness, and dryness don't have to be, thanks to a gentle laser therapy offered by FemRenew that can save millions of women from suffering silently. Visit FemRenew.ca to discover a non-hormonal treatment that's safe and cutting-edge without any cutting at all. A vaginal procedure so advanced, you'll be in and out in 5 minutes. Explore FemRenew.ca and experience the new normal.
Now, Dr. Betty Rosendahl of Thornhill Naturopathic Health Clinic joins us with her weekly tip. Good morning, Dr. Betty.
Good morning, Marilyn. So we're getting into the holiday season, and there's lots of good food around. And unfortunately, some of that great food also has some issues because it can raise our cholesterol. So I thought I'd talk a little bit about cholesterol. So, there's a lot of conflicting information about the role of cholesterol. And, cholesterol often has a bad reputation, but cholesterol is actually an essential part of our cellular health. We actually need cholesterol to make our hormones. So let's take a little bit of a look at what cholesterol is. So at the most basic level, cholesterol, it's a waxy lipid produced or a waxy fat produced by our liver, and it's found in our blood. And there's two types of cholesterol. Many people have heard about the LDL or the low density lipoprotein. And we think about that as the bad cholesterol because it can build up on our artery walls, leading to plaque formation, something called atherosclerosis. And it can lead to decreased blood flow to the heart or, for example, to the leg muscles or, for example, can lead to a heart attack, for example. So the other type of cholesterol is the HDL, which is the high-density lipoprotein, and we often refer to that as the good cholesterol. And the reason is because when we have higher cholesterol, it actually helps to offset some of the bad cholesterol. So there are some risk factors associated with cholesterol issues, and I'm going to touch on those this week. And next week, I'm going to talk about some approaches we use to lower our cholesterol levels. So some of the factors include things like smoking, obesity, genetics, a sedentary lifestyle, so of course not exercising, and a diet high in processed foods. So one study actually found that eating just 2 ounces of processed meats can actually raise our risk of heart attack by about 42%. So there's a number of things that we can do that we can change in our lifestyle to help us lower our cholesterol. We're going to talk about that next week. But in the meantime, if your listeners have some questions, they can give me a call at 905-707-2000. 2001, and my website is thornhillnaturopathic.ca.
If you're wondering about cholesterol or any issue about your health and you want to get to the root of the problem and then deal with it naturally, then know that you can have a complimentary consultation with Dr. Betty, either in person or on the phone. One call gets you started, 905-707-2001. That's 905-707-2001, thornhillnaturopathic.ca. It pays to ask questions, gain understanding, and then take steps to be in charge of your health and do it naturally. Dr. Betty Rosendahl, Thornhill Naturopathic. Thanks, Dr. Betty, and I'm looking forward to hear how we deal with cholesterol naturally next week.
Thank you so much, Marilyn.
Are you a believer? Convinced there's a correlation between our environment and your health? Then yes, you should believe in naturopathic medicine as a genuine alternative. Visit thornhillnaturopathic.ca and book a free 15-minute consultation with Dr. Betty Rosendahl, ND.
When we converse with others, when we share ideas and learn from each other, we're able to stay engaged in life. However, when we can't hear clearly what is shared, our opportunity to gain knowledge this way is next to impossible. It's up to us to look after ourselves. To help us hear our best, we on Hear From a Woman's Perspective have Edmund Ivazian of Hearing Aid Source Centres of Toronto. Good morning, Edmund.
Good morning, Marilyn. I wanted to share a happy story with you today. Now, this story is an older one where we gave someone we've never met before a set of hearing aids. Now, this happened about a year ago when we had our promotion where people were invited to nominate someone who was having difficulty hearing to win a free set of hearing aids. The rules were quite simple. Tell us their story, and we will select the most deserving person to win. We had a number of entries, but this one story really stood out for us. This is Adine's story. Adine is a single mother who moved from England to Canada with her son. She worked as a music teacher, but was experiencing difficulties keeping up with her students because of her hearing loss. She had hearing aids that she brought with her from England, but they had somehow become lost during the move. Her son, Mark, wrote a lovely letter explaining her situation and the hardships that she was going through. Naturally, we love helping someone who, in turn, can help others. So Adine's story really resonated with us. Adine was our first person to win a free set of hearing aids simply because her son took the time to tell us her story. This brings me to our latest promotion that we're calling Here for the Holidays. This is another opportunity for the community to nominate and tell us about someone who deserves to win a free set of hearing aids. All you have to do is go to our website, www.hearingaidsource.ca, scroll down the page until you see a green banner with the words, Here for the Holidays. And that will take you to a specific page where you can nominate someone to win this great set of hearing aids. It is also where you can read Adine's winning nomination letter. But don't wait too long. The nominations close on December 18th. So make sure you tell us a great story about the person you are nominating.
Here for the Holidays. I like that. And basically, anyone listening who has someone who needs a set of hearing aids but really isn't going after them, maybe it's money, maybe it's just they need some incentive, let them be a winner. And send your letter to Edmund Ivazian, Hearing Aid Source Centres of Toronto. The email again?
Directly on our website, actually. Just go to hearingaidsource.ca, scroll down the page until you see the green banner, and then click on the green banner, and it'll take you to the landing page where you can nominate the person that you want to nominate.
Thank you, Edmund, for clarifying. And the phone number, 416-754-4327. If you have questions about hearing or about this program, just give Edmund a call and he'll be glad to explain. 416-754-4327. 4327. Hearing Aid Source Centers of Toronto. Hear Better for the Holidays program. A pair of hearing aids for someone who needs them. It's a wonderful program, Edmund. Thank you for sharing the opportunity.
My pleasure, Marilyn.
We'll talk again next week. You may say yes to invitations to celebrate life's special occasions. You may attend on your own in the hope you'll meet someone there. It usually doesn't happen that way. What can assure you meet good people and possibly the right person is to have Cupid on your team. Here, on From a Woman's Perspective, it's matchmaker Linda Miller of Misty River Introductions. Good morning, Cupid.
Good morning, Marilyn. So people will say to me, Linda, what's different about Misty River Introductions? And they'll often say, you know, I've been on those sites and, you know, I'm not interested in being on another site. And we're not an online dating site. We are a traditional matchmaking service. We offer coaching. So when someone's been on a date, for instance, you know, maybe they thought it went well and they say, this is what he said. What do you think that means? Or I went out and I thought she was very nice, but this is what happened. What do you think I should do? That's the kind of thing I do very well. I do coaching. As well, you're working one-on-one with a liaison in the office who's the same person every week. So every time you're matched with somebody, every time you're giving your feedback, you're speaking to that same person in the office. And so they know your story. They get to know you. They get to know what you like, and they communicate it to us and help with the matching. So it's really invaluable. And you're actually meeting people who have some skin in the game. They've paid the same fee you've paid. It's a qualifier. You know that they're serious about something long-term. You know if it's just somebody who's looking for a hookup, those people go on the internet. They're not really, they're not going to come to a matchmaking service. So you're meeting women and men who are really have given this some thought. They're serious about finding someone for the rest of their life.
Well, your experience shows that you have success finding that right person for individuals. But how does it start, Linda?
So the best thing to do is to book an appointment through our office. You can call 416-777-6302, or you can go on our website, mistyriverintros.com, and book an appointment right on the website. We're always happy to do a free consultation. It'll give you a lot more information on how the service works. I'll be able to make sure that we've got lots of people to match you with, and that I understand who you are and who I think would be a good match for you. And that's certainly the first step.
So a call to 416-777-6302 can get you started. You can ask questions. You can get to know Linda and her team. And then, if it feels right, you can be on your way to meeting the right person. That's Misty River Introductions, our Cupid, matchmaker Linda Miller, and her team at Misty River Introductions, 416-777-6302, or log on to mistyriverintros.com and read what's there. You'll get an education and it'll get you started. Linda, thank you for sharing that information about traditional matchmaking. A lot of people aren't familiar with it, and we need to know how to get our feet wet. Thanks again.
Thanks, Marilyn. Take care.
Linda Miller's experienced team of matchmakers meets and interviews each of her 10,000 clients. Not only does Misty River Introductions find and connect you with someone you have real chemistry with and are attracted to, they also coach you on how to turn that connection into a healthy, loving relationship. Book a free consultation at mistyriverintros.com.
Today's guests in conversation with Marilyn Weston are proud sponsors of From a Woman's Perspective. To reach Marilyn and her guests, visit the program's website, marilyns.ca, or call 416-504-6777.
Now, women's health expert, award-winning family physician, one of Canada's top Women of Influence Award recipients, author of the best-selling book, The New Woman's Guide to Healthy Aging, Dr. Vivian Brown joins us with her weekly tip. Good morning, Dr. Brown.
Good morning, Marilyn. It's such a pleasure to be here. And today I wanted to talk about face masks. Do we really need to wear them? And how do they protect against COVID-19? Well, first of all, most of the information I'm discussing is from the Mayo Clinic, and we know the Mayo Clinic is an excellent organization that gives us very credible advice. And what the Mayo Clinic says basically is, yes, that when used with measures like vaccines, hand washing, and physical distancing, a face mask really slows the virus down and really makes a difference for how quickly the virus spreads. So currently in the U.S., the CDC recommends wearing masks when you choose to and in specific places and situations. For example, in my office, all the doctors, all the staff, all the patients are wearing masks because we're seeing vulnerable people every day. Whether you wear a non-surgical mask, like a medical mask, or an N95 mask, it needs to fit your face properly. And there's a couple of things that are really important that I want to go over with you. One is to wash your hands carefully before and after putting on your mask. When you wear the mask, it should cover your nose, your mouth, and your chin. And you need to make sure it fits properly and that there's not a lot of open areas. So you may have to tie it behind your head or use the ear loops. You don't want to touch your mask when you're wearing it. And if you do touch your mask by accident, wash and sanitize your hands. If your mask becomes wet or dirty, you need a new one. And when you remove the mask, you want to try not to touch the outside part, but fold the outside corners together just using your hands on the inside part. Wash your hands immediately after removing your mask and throw away disposable masks after wearing them just once. This is all really important so that you get the best benefit out of wearing a mask. And certainly as we're coming into the winter, we're being together with lots of people in closed spaces. When someone coughs and sneezes, if they're wearing a mask, they're protecting everybody around them by not spreading those germs. And if you're not wearing a mask, you are at risk. So I would say, especially for older people, especially for people who are immunosuppressed or on medications that may affect their immune system, it's really important to wear a mask, stay socially distanced, keep washing your hands, and get the COVID vaccine.
Well, Dr. Brown, we've been wearing masks for a number of years, but I don't think anyone has given us instructions as clearly as you have today about the proper way of getting the benefits of those masks. So anyone listening who wishes to find out more, remember the book, The New Woman's Guide to Healthy Aging. It's written by Dr. Vivian Brown, and it's useful advice in clear, concise language. It's available in bookstores across Canada, on Amazon, on drvivianbrown.com. And if you want signed copies for gifts, you're welcome to order them directly from me with one phone call to 416-504-6777. The New Woman's Guide to Healthy Aging, Dr. Vivian Brown. You can't go wrong when you take charge of your health. Thank you, Dr. Brown. I look forward to speaking to you next week.
Thank you, Marilyn.
Marilyn Weston calls it life-changing, the best travel upgrade since business class. You'd better sit down for this one. It's the Travel Buggy, the lightweight motorized wheelchair that folds in seconds to the size of a suitcase, meaning it fits in any vehicle and is allowed on any airplane. See the world again. Regain your independence in the Travel Buggy. Recommended by Marilyn Weston. Test ride a Travel Buggy at Total Access Center, home to Marilyn's The Store. For your appointment, call 416-546-1000.
Thankfully, we in Canada are free. Free to choose. To choose how we live, to choose where we live. And now, Sharon Parenteau joins us with her Smart Realty Solutions. Good morning, Sharon.
Good morning, and thank you so much, Marilyn. I'm wondering if you have ever heard of the difference between freedom to and freedom from. It's an interesting concept and one that ties directly into my client's decision to downsize from an oversized home. Let me explain. Deciding to sell the family home isn't easy, I know. That home has been a place where so many happy memories were made, and letting it go can be emotional. But there comes a point when many empty nesters decide they want to experience freedom from so that they can enjoy freedom to. My clients come to me when they are ready to have freedom from all the work, responsibilities, and cost of being a homeowner. Cleaning the big family home, shoveling snow, maintaining the yard, all of these former blessings have become a burden. It takes time and effort to keep things running smoothly, not to mention money. Property taxes, paying for lawn care, utility bills, and replacing roofs and windows, it all becomes so expensive. They want to be free from worrying about money and how they will pay for their future care when such a huge chunk of their wealth is tied up in their home. They have realized that there are more interesting and important things to do with their money than maintaining a home. Selling an oversized home and moving into a more manageable new home can bring that freedom from. But it also allows my clients the freedom to experience a brand new way of living that better suits their retirement needs. My downsizing clients tell me they want freedom to pursue activities other than household chores. They want to be free to close the door, turn the key, and travel with friends or visit family. Free to go to Florida or France without worrying about the house. They want to be free to move closer to the grandkids or back to their hometown. Downsizers are willing to trade bricks and mortar for experiences and lifestyle. In essence, they access the equity in their property and turn it into a freedom fund to live a lifestyle that reflects what's important now, not what was important to them while they were younger or still raising a family. If this sounds like you, but you're not sure how to get started, may I suggest that you reach out and request a copy of our booklet, Get Ready to Downsize. It's the first step in our series of resources, especially for downsizers, and it's going to help you catch a vision of what downsizing can do for your lifestyle, wellness, and financial needs, identify and overcome obstacles to downsizing, give you new property options to consider, and even my advice on timing the market. Like everything at Smart Realty Solutions, it's available free of charge or obligation. Simply call me at 416-460-5636 or visit smartrealtysolution.com.
You are so bright. Thank you for adding a fresh perspective of how we choose to live. Freedom from, freedom to. I feel I've learned something from you just from that perspective. Your experience in helping people find their best solution is obvious from what you've said, and I'm so happy that you're part of my team. Sharon, give out your number again. The booklet is called Get Ready to Downsize. It's yours for free, and any information that Sharon has with her years of experience in real estate can be yours. Smart Realty Solutions. And the number, Sharon?
Yep. Thank you, Marilyn. It's 416-460-5636.
416-460-5636. Get ready to downsize. Get ready to move if that's your choice. But when you do, have the enlightenment and benefit of speaking to Sharon Parenteau, Smart Realty Solutions. 416-460-5636. Thank you very much, Sharon, for sharing that perspective. I really learned something.
Thank you, Marilyn, for the opportunity.
We'll talk again next week.
And broker Melanie Martin, you get extensive knowledge of waterfront properties, anything north of the GTA. So the only thing standing between you and your dream home is a dock. Visit Melanie's website, centralontariowaterfronts.com. Melanie Martin from Right at Home Realty Brokerage. Like a duck to waterfront.
Now I'm Marilyn West and your wardrobe doctor. Rather than be grounded, comfortable in one's own skin,
A woman is focused on the fashion offerings and follows the herd. She may be a sophisticated, intelligent, experienced woman, but rather than trust her instincts and lead with her own trademark look, she disregards her natural form, the colors that bring out her eyes and make her skin glow, and she follows and seeks out the fashion trends that are offered. Right now, a crop top, sweatpants, a cute crop sweater sit on a mannequin in baby pink, and soon it's in her bag and in her closet. So she exposes her middle, so she has a little bit of a muffin top. The fact is, she can do better. Fashion trends come and go. The wise woman doesn't follow. She exercises her taste and selects what fits all aspects of who she is. She picks the items and styles and colors that flatter her. She finds clothes that frame her and showcase her at her best. Rather than being remembered as the lady in baby pink sweats with the middle showing, she's thought of as the attractive woman with the sparkling hazel eyes and a great smile, looking great and pulled together in a smartly casual outfit. People want to look like her. It's easy to become part of the herd and buy a head-to-toe trendy outfit. It takes more effort to be selective and find the perfect pieces that work together for your own best look, but it's worth it. Shop wisely and enjoy communicating to the world wearing what suits you best. When you stay true to yourself, you're free to express yourself and face the world confidently. Any woman who wants advice about dressing is welcome to call me, Marilyn Weston, and I'll gladly be your wardrobe doctor. 416-504-6777. I love helping women find their visual voice. In a moment, I'll return as Marilyn Weston, your host, and we'll continue our conversations here from a woman's perspective on Zoomer Radio.
You feel it when your daughter uses your gemstones in her wedding ring. A link to the past, a dream of the future. There's something beautiful about giving old jewelry a new life. Pamela Lauz Jewelry can help you feel it too. Visit PamelaLauz.com.
Now, accessibility expert Daniel Wiskin of Greater Toronto Accessibility joins us. Good morning, Daniel.
Good morning, Marilyn. And for anybody that's looking to renovate their bathroom, especially for accessibility, I have 7 accessible bathroom considerations for you. Number one, you should think about design. See if you can rearrange your bathroom currently. Can you move the shower to a different location, or maybe rearrange the room, move the toilet or the vanity to make more space for accessibility? That's something really important to look out for. Number two, are you looking to have a walk-in or a curbless shower, or maybe even a walk-in spa tub? These are something to consider before you renovate, especially I spoke about this at length last week, what's better, the walk-in shower or a curbless shower? And people nowadays are really going for that barrier-free, no-step shower. That's one of our specialties at Greater Toronto Accessibility. Or if you still like to take a bath, there's walk-in spa tubs with jets and have heated water, and it's fantastic. But it takes up a lot of space, so you need to really consider the design going forward. Number three, an accessible vanity. So you can actually have them custom-made these days, and you can have it wall-hung, so if you're in a wheelchair, you can roll underneath the sink, and you can get close to it. And that's something that we can do at Greater Toronto Accessibility as well, is custom vanities. Also, you want to consider a single lever faucet so it's easier to turn on and off the water, and maybe a tilted mirror so it's easier to take a look at yourself if you are in a wheelchair. Number four, widening the door. Most likely, if you're in a standard home, you have a door that's 24 inches to 28 inches. You should be looking towards 34 to 36-inch opening. So if you're going to be renovating for accessibility, make sure you widen the door. Even if it seems like it's so much work to do it, you're going to thank me later, because you don't want to make an accessible bathroom and then you can't even fit a wheelchair through it in the future. Number five, a higher toilet with a bidet toilet seat. And nowadays, these bidet toilet seats are really coming into market. You want to make sure that if you're renovating, you have an electrical outlet right by your toilet so you can plug it in, so you get all the features of those bidet toilet seats, like the heated water, the heated seat. And I know it sounds fancy, but if you are renovating, think about that. And also a higher comfort height toilet. So the standard height is 15 to 16 inches. You want to get about 17 inches for comfort height. Number six is significant lighting. Make sure you have pot lights all around on dimmer switches. So if it gets too bright, you can turn it down. And then also you have different color temperatures. So either the yellow or you have the white. So make sure you incorporate that. And lastly, number seven, a wet room design. If you're limited on space, you could actually have a wall-hung toilet, a wall-hung sink, and put the drain right in the center of the room and tile the entire bathroom, and now you can actually have that shower. And I've dealt with this many times, Marilyn, where there's just no space to do anything, and you can do this European design. Not a lot of people are doing it in Canada, but it's very popular in Europe. It's called a wet room. And that's something to consider as well if you're low on space.
Well, you are the guru when it comes to accessible ideas. If anyone wants to have their home made accessible and hear your ideas, how do we reach you?
Call me at 647-206-6409.
647-206-6409. Daniel Wiskin. For anything to do with an accessible home, just ask Daniel. And Daniel, a quick show special?
For sure. If this is confusing to you or you need help yourself, you can call me for a free assessment. I'll come to the house. I'll give you a full written report from top to bottom, and you'll know exactly what to do with the prices. And you can have that for free for anybody that calls this week, Marilyn.
So 647-206-6409. You can't go wrong when you get expert advice from someone who's experienced in accessibility. Thank you, Daniel, and we'll talk next week.
Thank you, Marilyn.
We are all beings of meaning and community. We provide care at home, hospital, retirement, and long-term care homes. We focus on the social by providing free programs online or in person. Visit us at mosaichomecare.com.
Now our weekly tip from Christine, the health coach. Good morning, Christine.
Good morning, Marilyn. What strength and power training can do for you? No matter how old or how young you are, strength and power training can offer benefits. Studies in children and young people, some as little as 8 years old, have found improvements in sports performance among athletes, body composition among those who are overweight or obese, and physical and psychological well-being across all categories. And benefits continue across your lifespan, even in your 80s or 90s. Some research has included subjects as old as 98, and it shows that strength training helps the elderly stay independent longer. One of the reasons that strength and power training are so potent, especially as you get older, it's their ability to curb muscle loss and build new muscle. Muscle loss begins at around age 35. On average, adults who don't do regular strength training can expect to lose 4 to 6 pounds of muscle per decade. Starting an exercise program is not hard. All you need is some bands, light dumbbells, and your own body weight. It's that easy, and you can work out at home in the comfort of your own home. Now is the time to get started on my online group training, complimentary for 1 week. So call me at 416-809-4084 or visit my website, christinethehealthcoach.com, and see if this is right for you.
Anyone listening has the possibility of having a potent fix without drugs for their body. All you need to do is call Christine and make her your health coach. A free week, 416-809-4084. That's 416-809-4084. Thanks, Christine, and we'll talk next week.
Thank you, Marilyn.
Moving seniors with a smile removes the stress from moving. Need help deciding what to take, what to sell, and what to give away? Book a free consultation at movingseniorswithasmile.ca. When it's time to move, seniors do it with a smile.
Today's guests in conversation with Marilyn Weston are proud sponsors of From a Woman's Perspective. To reach Marilyn and her guests, visit the program's website, marilyns.ca, or call 416-504-6777.
Whether it's to declutter, downsize, or move, Senior Move Manager Lori Bell of Moving Seniors with a Smile has the knowledge, experience, and team behind her to help us achieve whatever we wish to accomplish and leave us smiling. Good morning, Lori.
Good morning, Marilyn. My tip for our listeners this week is from a couple who I met last week on one of our complimentary consultations. They're probably around 70, give or take a couple of years, in great health, physically active, and determined to complete their downsizing process where they are in good shape and the process will be relatively easy for them. They don't want to be stuck in a house that's too big with things that they've collected over several decades, but they don't use anymore. These two are practical, decent people, and they're wise. We can always learn from others, sometimes what to do, and sometimes, of course, what not to do. You're in the driver's seat at Moving Seniors with a Smile. We just make the entire downsizing and moving process a whole lot easier for you.
Well, Lori, you always make it easier and people call me and say, it's true, she left us smiling, we're happy. If someone wants to talk to you about downsizing and moving and having a complimentary consultation, how do we reach you?
You can call me at 416-697-8106 and we always try to keep everyone smiling.
And you do, it's even in your voice, Lori. 416-697-8106. Anything to do with downsizing, decluttering, or moving, give Lori Bell a call, have the conversation, and have good direction, and she'll leave you smiling. Thank you, Lori.
Thank you, Marilyn. Have a great week.
You too. We'll talk next week. On this International Day to End Slavery, we all can dedicate ourselves to do as much as we can to end slavery in all forms throughout our world. Let's think before we buy, and let's commit to only buying goods labeled fair trade. Let's make certain the people we give our business to are supplied by those who use ethical labor sources. Let's take the advice of Bob Marley when he said, "None but ourselves can free our minds." So let's keep open minds. Let's learn to ask questions about the goods and services we spend our money on. And let's make certain we are not contributing to the billions the criminals who benefit from modern slave trade make. When we look after ourselves, when we work on being engaged in life, when we keep our eye on the problems like abuse and enslavement of people that plague our world, then we can't look away and we can't pretend that ours is a perfect world. The problems exist. Slavery is huge. We each of us can do our part to eradicate it. It is December 2nd. The festive season is here, Hanukkah, Christmas, Kwanzaa. The winter solstice, the darkest day of the year, is also just coming. Let's be selective when we gift others and stay mindful of how, where, and what we buy. And that can impact on slavery in this world. We'll be doing our share. The days will start getting longer as of December 22nd, and in just 29 days, we'll be ringing in a new year. Let's do what we can to make each day between now and then the best it can be for ourselves and for all our human family. What we do matters. It does add up, and it can impact on world slavery and make a better world. In this crazy, chaotic life, there is a path to peace, to freedom, and to a life for each person so that they can be free and enjoy it. It's not easy, but it does start with each of us. We can learn, we can gain knowledge, and we can have that knowledge to make sense of what actually is going on and support goodness, kindness, compassion, love. And we can eradicate greed and hatred and senseless criminality. We must weed our gardens and nurture human justice and equality for all. Abe Lincoln regarded slavery as a moral, social, and political evil. And we must do that too. It's necessary on this International Day to end slavery and every day from now on to make it one where we stand up for one another and fight when we must for human dignity and rights for all in our human family. Our hour together's almost over.
A quick thank you to Kelly, Carlos, Duncan, and the production team. Thank you to the From a Woman's Perspectives team of experts. A very special thank you for making time to spend with us this hour as well. Anyone listening who has questions is welcome to reach out to any or all of your From a Woman's Perspectives team. Our contact information is on marilyns.ca. That's marilyns.ca. There's a sponsor expert list there. And you're always welcome to call me directly, Marilyn Weston, at 416-504-6777. Please plan to join me and your team here again next Saturday morning at 8 so we can speak again from a woman's perspective. Have a great day, a wonderful week, and remember, together we can make slavery truly a thing of the past. It's up to us to work together and to be hopeful and to eradicate something that should not exist. Bye for now.
This podcast is proudly produced and presented by the Zoomer Podcast Network, home of great podcasts like Marilyn Lightstone Reads, Idea City on the Air, and The Garden Show.